Looking for a prescriptive plan for the next 100 days to dominate in your marketplace? You're going to love today's show. Welcome to the Tom Ferry Show. Hey, welcome back to the Tom Ferry Show, episode 292. Thank you so much for watching. By the way, would you put in the comments, have you been a longtime viewer of this show, right? Are you new to this show? Let me know below. I would love to see your feedback and comments. Now, I have been talking a lot about this concept of, as the rates slowly come down, if your marketing and lead generation pipeline is cresting this way and the rates are going this way, you're going to have an unbelievable second half of the year. But if you don't do the work, if you don't front load all of your marketing, like we've been talking about over the last several weeks, you're going to find yourself behind the eight ball. So I've been saying, there's a lot of reasons why you should front load. Let's not even edit. Let's just keep going. I love that I said front road. There's a lot of reasons why. The first is, of course, it's obvious. Whether you're in the US, Canada, the UK, Italy, we're in an election cycle and it's noisy right now. So if we don't do a lot of marketing right now, you're simply going to be muted out. You're going to be muted out by their television ads, their radio ads, their direct mail, their phone calls. So we need to do more, as we've discussed. The second part of that is we're seeing the rate drops. In the US, we just had it happen. Suddenly rates are in the six. We have a massive flurry of new mortgage applications, which brings up the third part. We know there's a massive pent-up demand to buy a home right now. We went from being in the want-to-move market when the cost of money was really inexpensive to a need-to-move market. And I will say to you, as the late, great Steve Harney, my mentor, said, when the rates hit the fives in the second half of this year, the market's gonna go bananas. So we have to spend our time early doing the things that give us the highest number of potential buyers and potential sellers to work with, a really robust lead pipeline, if you will. And of course, the fourth converging force is the lack of inventory. So all these are all the reasons why you know you must do it. But that's not why you're watching. You're watching because you wanted to get my 100-day prescriptive plan.
Marketing is ever evolving, and with the emergence of AI, the rate of change is faster than ever. Adapt quickly to AI-driven marketing strategies or risk falling behind. This is precisely why we've created the AI Marketing Academy, a four-week virtual intensive tailored to integrate AI seamlessly into your marketing strategy. You'll start with unraveling the basics of AI, then you'll get to grips with essential AI tools. And finally, you'll learn how to incorporate these tools into effective real-world marketing tactics. Space is limited. Don't miss your chance to be a part of the future.
So as you know, I travel around the country and around the world, and I'll go on Instagram and say, who's got a question? And the question I was asked recently was, all right, you keep telling me to front load and you give me these examples, but will you give me an actual plan? And I did it on Instagram and I'm sharing it with you today. So I said, here is your 100-day challenge, your 100-day challenge. So if you and I are sitting together one-on-one, I'd put my hand on your shoulders and go, this is exactly what I want you to do, in addition to what you already do for the next 100 days. Here's what I wrote down. Number one, you're going to send one email a week that elegantly identifies potential sellers in your database. You're going to send one email every week that gets people to raise their hand and say, yeah, you know, if I could sell my home for 7% or 10% more than my Zillow's estimate, I'd be interested. The name your price email, the how much equity have you gained email, all these things that I've been sharing with you, you're going to send one of those every single week to just identify the hand raisers, right? In an elegant way, in a valuable way, right? All the things that we shared during the 100K program, same stuff. Number two, I wrote down, what if you did the Zillow Zestimate marketing campaign for the next 100 days, but you were strategic and said, hey, I'm gonna do two or three a day. Like that would be it. Like you'd get through like 200 or 300, which would be bananas. Most of my best clients were unable to do that. And they booked eight listing appointments on average, doing exactly what I'm sharing right now. So you go on Zillow, you type in your client's address and you take a screenshot of it, or the more advanced version now, Zillow has now given us Zestimate history, write that down, Zestimate history, where you can see how much the home has improved. And maybe I just take a screenshot of that today and say, I've got my opinion about your price. What do you think? I've got my opinion about this price or these estimates. What do you think? The bottom line is this. It's another elegant way to have an interesting conversation about what matters to them, the value of their home. But you and I both know it's just a conversation starter. It's just a conversation starter. So every week I'm going to send an email. I'm going to do 2 to 3 Zillow's estimate. Zillow's prices are wrong. Let's have a conversation. If you want to know the real value, you're going to find a bunch of hand raisers. Number 3, here's what I wrote down. What if you did 20 open houses in the next 14 weeks? What if you did 20? But Tom, I don't have, you know, enough. Go to other agents in your office and say, hey, or if you're a rock star agent, like so many of my clients, and you're not holding enough open houses, make the commitment to do so. 20, 30, whatever that number is, but make it a big number. Make it a commitment. Make the commitment that not only am I going to do the open house, but I'm going to go knock on 10 doors to the right, 10 doors to the left, the 20 houses across the street, introduce myself to the neighbors, invite them to come check out the property, have a conversation with them about pricing as an example. Does that make sense? Now, I also wrote down, what if you did 3 to 5 mega open houses every time you take a listing? Every time you take a listing, don't just do an open house. Invite all the neighbors. Figure out who's your next seller by inviting all the neighbors to come to the house. Maybe do it from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock or from 11 a.m. to 1 o'clock, and then do your for the public open house. If you've ever done a mega open house before, will you leave a comment below? If you've ever done a mega open house, leave a comment below. And if you're watching this for the first time, you're on my YouTube channel, just type in mega open house. We've done a ton of training around this. There's what you do before, there's what you do at, and there's what you do after. But here's what people will tell you. When you do mega open houses, you're going to find sellers. That's the focus here. You're going to find sellers. So I'm looking for you in the next 100 days, the next 14 weeks, to make a big commitment around open houses, but not just opens, mega also, every time you launch a new listing and knocking on doors around the neighborhood. Maybe what you do is you take the Zillow's Zestimate, hey, Zillow's wrong, and you print it out on this property and say, hey, here's what Zillow's saying. I'll report back when we sell it what the real price was. Anything you can do to get in front of those neighbors is going to be valuable for you.
Hey, if you need more marketing support, emails, texts, direct mail samples, check out listingleads.com. That's listingleads.com for all the marketing you need, plus fresh drops every single month to give you more stuff to go generate more listings. See you soon.
Okay, number 4 on my list. Every time you have a listing sell, you're going to send a, did you hear about your neighbor, with a QR code. See, I've been traveling around the country and telling people all over the world that I think just sold cards are the stupidest mailer you could send. Let me say it to you again on the Tom Ferry Show. Just sold cards are the dumbest mailer you can send. The worst thing you can send is listed and sold in 5 days, got 6 offers, sold for $11,000 above asking, here's the price. I have no reason to contact you. You've given me no reason. There's no curiosity in that. You've given me everything I want. Hey, thanks. Good job. Throw it in the trash. But what if you sent a mailer and it just said, did you hear about your neighbor? And there's a QR code. And when I hit that QR code, I go to a landing page. When I get to the landing page, it actually says, here's what happened to your neighbor. Right? We sold for $114,000 above asking price. Here's how we did it. We did this and this and this and this and this. And then we did this and this and this and this and this. And because of our extraordinary ability to negotiate, we're able to generate this. And we got the seller 2 months to stay in the house. And they sold at a price that was bananas. And you tell the entire story. And then there's a beautiful little CTA at the end that says, would you like to hear more? Or have you had any thoughts of selling? If so, click here on Instagram and send me a DM. Here's my cell phone, send me a text, or fill out this form. The bottom line is this, agents that are sending this, did you hear about your neighbor with a QR code without your face on it? Without your face on it? And on the back, it has the smallest amount of information that you have to have. In case your home is currently listed for sale, this is not a solicitation for your listing. And here's my DRE number, really small, not your face, not your brokerage. Sorry, broker, if you're watching this, but the concept is it's non-branded. I'm playing into the curiosity and you're gonna kill it. You're gonna kill it when you do this. So you're gonna do that every single time you make a sale between now and probably forever, but certainly over the next 14 weeks, that's the next 100 days. And then I wrote down the following. In closing, what if you challenge yourself to be your best, the no excuses version of you for the next 100 days? What if you challenged yourself to be the best version of you, the no excuses version of you for the next 100 days? Boy, I can just think of so many benefits that come out of that. Like the growth potential is exciting, but I actually think about how you're then showing up for everybody else in your family, how you're showing up for all your friends inside the office. Suddenly you're that gal who's just disciplined and on a mission. And we all know what that's like to be like, this is what I'm committed to. And you're falling through every day and you're doing the thing that gives you the power. There's so many benefits. What if you did it? Now, I did write down a little note, by the way. It's 100% okay if you call everybody inside your database. It's 100% okay if you called around any recent listings and sales and said, did you hear about your neighbor, right? That's okay too. Hey, they sold for $114,000 above asking price and here's the story. Like, all of that is okay. But here's the one thing that isn't okay: not having a massive bias for action. With the opportunities available for you in the marketplace today, it's all about having a bias for action. It is about waking up every day with a commitment for the next 100 days to follow through and execute on this plan and be the best version of yourself. So let me know if you're in. Put the comments down below. There's no program to sign up for. This is just me and you talking on the Tom Ferry Show. Leave me a comment down below. Maybe grab four or five people inside your office, rally them together and say, hey, let's do it together. Go to your title executive and say, this is what we're committed to. Let's go. Go to your loan officer and say, this is what we're committed to. Let's all do it together. Go to your manager and say, let's do this together, because there's strength in numbers, my friend. Strength in numbers. All right, that's it. 100 days. Let's get to work. I'll see you next week on the next Tom Ferry Show. Take care. Hey, if you like this content, make sure you get back to my channel and check out Jason Pantana, This Week in Marketing, the Tom Ferry Podcast Experience, and of course, Mindset Monday.